Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Pei, and we are holding on daf Ayin Tet Amud Beit, three lines up from the bottom at the word Gufa. We will look into the Braita that we quoted yesterday. Gufa. Harishayu Yisrael Mech Tzatorot Tzatamim. One of the Braitot supported Rav and said that if we have precisely half and half, then we have two separate tzibur, and each tzibur is also latzma. We're not machriya to make the entire korban Pesach Tuma. Obviously, we don't have the rov. On the other hand, we can't push off a full tzibur to Pesach Sheni. So each one makes on their own. Hayu tmeim odefim al torim afilu echad. If you have even one person more on the side of the tmeim over the torim, he is machriya. And then Yasu Betuma, all of them can make Betuma, even the people that are Tohar, Lafisha in Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Because we don't make two separate Korbanot Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Matya Omer, well, theoretically you're right, except for one minor detail. One person is insufficient to be Machriya. It needs to be at least two people more on the side of the Tmeim. And that we learn not from a Pasuk. Ve'en Hayachid Machriya et Tzibur Letuma. One person does not weigh down the scale of the tzad tuma. Shenemar lo tuchal lesbo ata pesach be'echad. So if we leave out that word sha'arecha, one person cannot define to you how to be zoveach your korban pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, look, this din of merzel merzel applies even if one of the shvatim is tame. So if one shevet is tame, since Yaakov Avinu was told, when all of the Shvatim besides Binyamin were born, he was told, Goyu Kahal Goyim Yemimeka, right? That means that one Shevet is called a Kahal, or a Goy. In which case, the Tzibur can be defined by single Shevet. Now, once again, if only one Shevet is Tame, so obviously they're allowed to bring Betuma, but also they're not sufficient to be Machriya the entire Tzibur to be able to bring Betuma because they're not members to the Tzibur. So you have the same situation as Rav said. We have Merza. Merza is the equivalent of one Shevet versus the other Shvati. And therefore, Halolo Asim Latzman, Halolo Asim Latzman, where does Rabbi Shimon get this from? Rabbi Shimon holds, Kasava Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, as we saw from the Pasuk of Yaakov Avin. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take that one step further. Once that is true, we'll see Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Shevet Echad is Ikri Kahal. But once that's true, if a single Shevet is Tame, even if the rest of the Shvatim are Tahorim, you can bring the entire thing to Tuma. Because Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. The point is there's one Korban Pesach brought by Klal Yisrael. If the Torah has been marred by a single Shevet as being the Kahal, then that means that Klal Yisrael is bringing the Korban Betuma. Obviously, it doesn't mean you have to bring it Betuma, but it means that anybody who is Tomei is allowed to be Mitzarev, whether he's part of that Shevet, not part of that Shevet. And for that matter, if people don't want to bother becoming Tov Yol Tuma, Zutra Betzibur, they're all considered to be exactly the same halal. So in other words, since Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, apparently Rabbi Yehuda definitely agrees with Rabbi Shimon that Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, you have Pablo Pablo. But he disagrees with the idea that Halalo Osim Latzman, Halalo Osim Latzman. Yes, he says Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Once Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, then Avde Kulu Betuma, everyone is allowed to make a Betuma if they desire. Itma. We have a Machlokes Amurai. Now, you Yisrael Merzat Torim Merzat Tvei. So, what do we do when we have half and half? Says Rav, now this appears very inconsistent with what Rav said just a minute ago, and what we know is Shita to be. But says Rav, be mitame one additional person with a sheretz. Okay? And then you'll have a rov to be making it betuma. What? Well, I thought Rav Shita is not the hani luchudai, hani luchudai. I thought Rav Shita is that in a case where you have Merza Merza, you have both tzibors making, and you make it essentially each one on their own. Didn't Rav say, Halolo Osim Latzman, Halolo Osim Latzman? Yeah, but you see, this is a different case. The case over here is, Achmer Eskinan, that really you have Rov to make, but they're only Rov with one person. So, it's me, Rov to make, Echad. Well, no, so then you have Rov to make. So then why can't they make it Betuma? I understand. So not the kula betuma. No, because Rav holds Rebbe Elazar ben Matya. Rebbe Elazar ben Matya darshens the pasuk lo tuchal lesbo ata pesach ve'echad. to teach me that in Ayachid Machri at that Tzibur Latuma, and therefore you do not have a rov. And so if you don't have a rov, then we're back to what we said before. So Harakushala Dukhte. If you don't have a rov, you essentially have half and half. Rav said if you have half and half, that each one does on their own. So now the Anil Chudai, Anil Chudai. Okay. Now, here's what's going on. What Rav is saying is not his personal sheet. Rav is saying like this. He's saying, look, if Lemaisa, you hold as I do, and you find a Tana that holds like that, right, that it says Palga, Upalga, split, and Lo Avdi Kula Betuma, which is my sheet. But you have a, you find a Tana that holds like Rebbe Yehuda that says, Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, also. So then, what do? And we can't say that Mechtz al Mechtz is going to be Machriya at Tzibur. That doesn't make sense. So you're in trouble because you're saying that Mi'ikar Hadin, each one should make on their own. But it is so inappropriate to have half of Klal Yisrael being Zoyer from getting near the other half and eating from them. I mean, that is disgusting. So what do we do? So what we do is, we're Metami Achad Mi'am Mishar, B'Sheretz. So the guy that is Tamei Sheretz, he now cannot be included in the Tahorim, and the male, everybody can make a Betuma. Ula says, no, that's not what to do. Send one guy away, you know, because it says also, Osh Bishah Yabederach Choka. So send him away, and then he won't register, and then we'll be knocking down the Tahorim by one, and we're not going to have a rov to be. What does Ula have against being Matami, the guy with the Sheretz, exactly? He's Tamei B'Sheretz. Because Ula holds his being Tamei B'Sheretz will not affect his din. Because Ula holds Kasava Shokhti V'Zorkin Al Tamei B'Sheretz. Since by the night time he's going to be able to eat his Korban Pesach, he's just got a mikvah, by the time the sun sets and it's time for the Seder, he's Tahor. So according to Ula, okay, say he doesn't come into the Beis HaMikdash for his Korban Pesach. He sends his Korban Pesach. What's the problem? He joins another Chabura. Tonight he'll go and he'll eat. So therefore he doesn't affect the numbering situation in terms of the rove at all. Fine, so then Bimatami and Bemeis. I mean that's a logistical issue. No. If you're Bimatami and Bemeis, he's not even gonna bring the Korban Chagiga. You don't wanna make him, what, you're gonna deprive him of this Korban Chagiga. He'll be Tami all Yontem. He'll be Tami for 7 days. Well, I mean, so and now you're gonna deprive him of his Korban Pesach. Not depriving him of his Korban Pesach. He's gonna bring his Korban Pesach Sheni. So David Bisheni. So and if he's a tummy mate, what day does he become Tahor? You made him a tummy mate on Yud Dalet bin Nisan. On the last day of Yontif, it's already his eighth day. He's Tahor. Why can't he bring the Chagiga on the last day of Yontif? If you're telling me, well, you're supposed to bring the Chagiga the first day. Fine! You're supposed to bring your Korban Pesach the first month also in Nisan. You're saying, but we can make up for it. You can make up for a Chagiga too by bringing it on the other days. So if that's the case after David Bishvi, even if you're Matami and Bimate, he's not going to miss out on his Chagiga because the seventh day of Yontif is the Shemini Shalom, who is Tami on Erev Yontif. No. Ula holds you cannot make up your Chagiga in that fashion because as we saw in the second Chagiga, we have a Machorket, there's a Mandi Omer, and that's how Ula holds. That Kula Tashlum Derishonin, the din that you can make up your Chagiga all Yontif, is only if you were theoretically capable of bringing a Chagiga on that first day of Yontif. But if you were incapable because you're Tamei, then we don't have Tashlumin. And therefore, the Chazi Barisha, if you could have brought a carbon on the first day, your Chazi Bekula. But Kalechid, Lo Chazi Barisha, Lo Chazi Bekula. If you weren't Roy on the first day, you're not Roy for the rest of the days. So therefore, Taina Zula, the only thing to do, send him off on a nice trip to China. Now, just to point out that he doesn't really have to go on a trip if you hold it. Anybody who's not in the Azor is considered to be better for Choka, but as we'll see, it's clear that that's not what Ula holds. You also need to go on a trip. And that's why Reb Nachman says, you know, the difference between somebody like me and somebody like Ula, when you're in the business of Dayanut for the Tzibur, you tend to learn what is practical and what is impractical. So it's all very nice that theoretically we could send somebody away. But I have a little message for Ula. You know, why don't you go tell Ula? It's a brilliant idea. I challenge you to find one person who is willing to pack up his suitcases, fold his tents, and go on a trip so that you should be able to have your robe. It'll always be the next guy who should do it. So it ain't going to happen. Zilva Amrelelulu, Imman Said, who's going to listen to you? The Akar Sikeum Mishkane, he's supposed to pull up his tent pegs, fold his stuff, and Rohit and start running. No way! Itma. How you Rubam Zovin? How about we have an interesting situation where Rov of the Tzibur are Tame Bezivus, so they can't make their Karban Pesach Berisha. But they also are not, they don't have the din here of being Deicha Betuma, only a Tame Meis. Ish get Tame Lenefesh is Deicha. So now what do we do? Only the Miut is Tame Meitim. Says Rav, well, we got a big problem. The Tmei and Meitim do not bring a Karban Pesach at all. They can't bring Berisha because they're only a Miyad. And they can't bring Bersheni because you have most of the Tzibur that's trying to bring Bersheni. So Rishon lo avde davi Miyad. Miyad lo avde Berisha. And Bersheni nami lo avde, they cannot bring their Karban Pesach Sheni. Because the only time that you're nitcha to Pesach Sheni is where the Tzibur is making the Pesach Risha. So kol eicha da avde Tzibur Berishon. The Yachid is Avde B'Sheni. But if the Tzibur is not making the Pesach Rishon, then it makes no sense to say that there are individuals who are Tmeim, Lodav, Shalom. No. Because, what do you mean individuals? Everybody's individuals. The Tzibur also wasn't bringing Berishon. So then there's no din of the Yachid B'Sheni. Oh, Sir Richard! Do you not hear the sound of that shofar in the background? You don't even hear the Daf Yomi. You don't even hear the Daf Yomi coming from Har Sinai. You need a little bit of the Shimshon idea.
Shimshon.
Yeah.
Ringing
in the Lefamo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to bring out the Viagra, please, for Richie? We're going to have a nice Shimshon treatment. Yeah.
Found
us a traveler, haven't we? Amalo Shmuel. So Shmuel said to his Talmidim, you know, that's a fascinating psak. Why don't you go tell Abba? As Machlokas Rashi tells us whether Abba was his real name or whether Rav was his name, and he would call him Abba as a sign of COVID, you know, the father of his people, George Washington. So they go tell Abba. Did you forget a little verse in the Bible? It's called Vayasu b'nei Yisrael at Pesach b'moado. You know, so you're supposed to bring a Korban Pesach. I mean, maybe you forgot about that. What exactly are you going to do with the poor Pesach? I mean, you're saying these guys, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. So he hears Shmuel's complaint. He says, I understand. What's his problem? Go tell the guy who sent this message. Zilu Amalei. And if everybody would be a Zav, huh? What would you say? What would you do? You would also say, well, what can we do? They can't. Keep it the low, after low, after. If you can't, you can't. I mean, you know, life is tough sometimes. What am I supposed to do? I can't change reality for you. So, in other words, obviously, what Shmuel held was, I mean, Shmuel wasn't coming to say, let's darshan b'mayadai even betuma for Zovim. I mean, that we already showed is not the case. So, the chora, what Shmuel held is that the measurement of who is Tomei is only in terms of the proportion of the Am of those who are suitable to bring Berisha. So let's say 50% of the people can bring Berisha and the rest are Zafim, right? Okay, so then 26% being Tomei would be Rov Tomei. Less would be Miyat Tomei. We don't consider the other people who are not going to be able to bring anyway. In which case, there's no basis for his psak of saying they don't bring at all. Now, how about in a case where Rubam are Tmei Mason and Miutam are Zovim? So now we have another problem. Since the Zovim cannot bring Betuma, only Tmei Mason can bring Betuma, the question over here is whether they are deprived of their Pesach Sheni. Ravuna says, look, a Korban Pesach that is being brought Betuma does not offer an option to people who are Tmeim to bring a Pesach Sheni. It's only when the Tzibur is bringing Betara that then the people who were Tmei, in this case the Zavim, they get to go to Pesach Sheni. But if the whole tzibur was bringing betuma, then there's no such thing as individuals are tummy. They're going to bring a Pesach sheni. So there is no such thing as tashlumin for a Pesach that is being brought betuma anyway. That was never an option. Rav Ada Bar Ava says not true. Yesh tashlumin la Pesach brought betuma. Now, one simple way of understanding this machlokes is like this. Everybody essentially is agreed that the only thing that pushes a person, we'll see this a question later on. At this point, we're assuming that the only thing that pushes a person to Pesach Sheni is the fact that there is Tahira in the Beis Hamikdash that doesn't allow you in. So that Tahira, the Korban Rishon has been brought to Tahira, and you can't participate in that Tahira, therefore you have the Pesach Sheni. Right? So if that's the case, it's not the fact that you're Tameh that gives you Pesach Sheni. It's the Tahira that of the Pesach Rishon. Therefore, what we're assuming is that the Man D'Yomar who says that Ein Tashuvin LePesach Haba B'Tuma holds that there's no Tahira, meaning that Tuma is only Dechuya B'Tzibur. And since it's Dechuya B'Tzibur, it's not as if we say all the people bringing the Pesach Rishon are for all intents and purposes in God's eyes completely Torah. They're not Torah. It's only Dechuya, we're using the tzitz to be Meratzah, and we're doing our best to avoid additional Isurim, etc., as we said all along. Whereas the Man D'Yomar says, no, what do you mean? Yesh Tashlum LePesach Haba B'Tuma. That's because he owes Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur, in which case the concept of Tameh doesn't exist among all of these Tamei Meitim that are bringing. So for all intents and purposes, the Pesach was brought to Tahira, in which case the Tahira is Matche, everybody who is not Tor, namely the Zavim, to Pesach Sheni. Says, well, not necessarily. It may well be that everybody agrees that Tumah is only the Chuyah B'Tzibur. I could still explain the Machloket, but hopefully the Machloket is whether we hold that the Tahira is what's Matriyu, or whether the idea over here is that the Pesach, whether it's the fact that it's being brought, it's your Tumah, even if it's brought but Tumah, if you cannot be included, is also, when it says Ish Nitche, the Ein Tzibur Nidachim, it means that it's either Betuma or Betaira, whatever it is that we're bringing it as. And therefore, one Man D'Yomar holds Marsava, Tahira Medaka, Tuma lo Medaka. Since in this case there is no Tahira, because only Tuchliya. So in the mail of the Tahira, the Tuma is not Matre to Pesach Sheni. Which Marsava, even Tuma is also Medaka. Why? What's wrong with that? It's Matre. What about if the korban is split between three groups? And we have one third of Klal Yisrael being Zavin, who would be Nidcha LePesach Sheni. One third are Stantor, who should bring the Pesach Rishon. One third are Tmei Meitim, who should bring the Pesach Sheni too. Omer Mamoni Bar Patish, basically I agree with what we said before. Those Tmei Meitim do not have an option. They cannot make the Pesach Rishon, and they cannot make the Pesach Sheni. They cannot make the Pesach Rishon, because are they Rov of the Tzibur? No. Vis-a-vis the Tmei Meitim, you have to add the Zavim to the Tahorim, because the Zavim can't be added to the Tmeim, because Zavim are not Osim Betuma. So therefore, the Tmei Meitim remain what? Miyuta. Miyuta does not make Pesach Rishon Betuma. However, the problem is that once you get to Pesach Sheni, the Zavim who are now Tahorim and want to bring their Pesach Sheni are going to be added to all of the people that were Tmei Meitim. But now you have two-thirds of Klal Yisrael that are coming to bring the Pesach Sheni. Problem is, you can't have the Rov of the Tzibur bringing a Pesach Sheni. So now I have a Ruba L'Matcha L'Pesach Sheni. And therefore, you are lost. And now our dear president, but if you reserve the dam of the korban Pesach, and then you find out that the dam was tameh, the meat was tameh after the zrikas hadam, karkar del dashu tameh, not a problem. The tzitz was maratza, and even though of course you can't eat this korban Pesach and so on, but you're a yotzei your korban Pesach, so the tzitz is maratza. Nitzma HaGuf, but if the owner of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, let's say became Tameh B'tumas Meis, well, the tzitzit is not meratza on the person. The tzitzit is on the meratza on the bus. In this case, there's nothing for the tzitzit to be meratza on, and therefore, he did not bring his Karban Pesach, and he's Nitzma HaPesach Shem. Why is that? B'pnei Shamru, if you are a Nazir, or a Nazir Pesach, the tzitz can be meratza unto matadam, but if the owner becomes tameh, then the tzitz is not meratza. The nozer is going to have to start his process of tira again, or of this iras if he was tameh made, and the korban pesach will have to be brought b'sheni. However, nitma tumatatahon, then the tzitz is meratza. There is one case where actually to mat tahom is a halacha l'meshuvi Sinai, and in that case, even if the owner became tamei b'tumat tahom, the tzitz is meratzim, he does not have to bring his pesach. What is that tumat tahom? The tumat tahom is a case where there was tuma that no one in the world ever knew about. So basically, we find out somebody had been crossing a river, had been drowned. His body is found after years. His body is found under the mud at the bottom of the river. No one had ever known that that body was there. The Eisa Pesach, or the Nazir, crossed over that place before it was discovered that they had, when they dredged the river. It was Allah al-Mashir Sinai, that in that case, the Nazir does not have to redo his Nazirut, and the violin of the Karban Pesach does not have to make a Pesach Sheni. And that's halacha l'meshuvi Sinai. It's not normal suffix. Now, for medayik in the Reisha, it says if nizrak adam and then, meaning and only then, you find out that there was tumah there. But Richie, had you found out that there was tumah and then nizrak adam, apparently the tzitz would not be meratz. So time at the nizrak ve'achakach noda. But had you first found out that the karma was tummy, the dam was tummy, and nonetheless you went ahead and reserved the dam purposely, then the tzitz would not be meratza. The problem is that it seems to say very, very differently. We had this earlier. We found many examples of where this is brought. Mishnah, Braitas, Ama tzitz meratza. Al hadam, yal habasar, yal hachelet, shenitma. Get this. Bain be shogeg, bain be mezid, bain be ones, bain be rotzen, bain be yachid, bain be tzibur. Mashma doesn't matter, even if you knew about it, resurrected on even the mezid. Says Ravina, no. Read that carefully. Shenitma bain be shogeg, bain be mezid. This is not a reference to whether you were zorek be shogeg, bain be mezid. This is a reference to whether the initial tumah was be shogeg or be mezid. But the Zerika is as the Mishnah says. It has to be only if you didn't know about it. The tzitz is not meratz if you go out of your way to take advantage of the tzitz. The tzitz is meratz if you didn't know what you were doing. So therefore, tumato, as is the simple meaning of that, tumato is bein b'sharki bein b'beizi. That's what's up. But Zerikato, if you, the Kohen, know, then the tzitz is not meratz. Only b'shogeg is the tzitz meratz. But b'beizit, lower tzitz. Rabbi Shila says, actually, my dear friends, it's exactly the opposite. The Zerika is Meratza, whether it's Beshogi B'mezid, it's Hurtza. The Tuma, only if the Tuma was Beshogi, is the Tzitz Meratza. Now, I understand that the language does not seem to support my explanation. We'll explain this in a moment. But actually, the Tuma, only if it became Tamei Beshogi, is Hurtza. If it became Tamei B'mezid, it's not Hurtza. And so how exactly is Rav Shila explaining it? Hodik tani bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. What is that? Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid means if it was nitma b'shogeg. Now stop. Okay. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Put in the word. You were zorek. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Then it's hurtza. And how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Dam shen nizrak v'achakach noda. And that means, Dafka, I mean, we're medayik. It's a very good diak, no? Taima de nizrak v'achakach noda. It's only because of that. But had you known about the tumah before you resurrected the dam on purpose, noda v'achakach nizrak, it wouldn't have worked, it says. Says Rav Shila, not true. Not true at all. actually, it makes no difference whether you were Zurek the Dam after you found out, before you found out, who Adina Filo Nodav Acharkach Nizrak. The only reason that it says Nizrak and Acharkach Nodav is because the Mishnah wanted to say that even in a case where the whole thing was Beshogeg, but we're talking about Tumas Baalim, which is the continuation of the Mishnah, even then it won't work, the tzitz. So therefore, it sets up a case where you think, okay, but over here I didn't know, you know, what should I do? It's true when it comes to the Tumas Baalim, it doesn't matter whether you know or you don't know. But you might have thought that maybe for Tumas Baalim, at least if you didn't know, the tzitz would be Meratz of Tumas Baalim. Therefore, Mishum the Baalim is a seifa, nitma haguf. If there was Tumas haguf, ena tzitz Meratz. And it wants you to know that that's true even if you didn't know about it at the time of the Zrik. And I feel Nizrak v'chakach noda, it would still not be Meratzah. Look, therefore, Katani Reisha Nami, in order to set the case up properly, we set it up from the beginning as Nizrak v'chakach noda.
What can they do about it? If the Tzitzah is not Meratzah, what can you do about it?
Bring a Pesach Sheni. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Nitma Tumat Atom. Boy Rav Chama, Rami Bar Chama. This din of Tumat Atom, there's two ways of understanding it. The one way of understanding it is that it's a din specifically in the own. The Gembailim of the Korban Pesach, the Nazir, is not affected by Tumat Atom. The other way of understanding it is that it's a din in the Korban. The Korban of a Nazir, the Korban of a Pesach, is not affected by Tumat Atom. Which would mean that, let's say, the Kohen. Kohen was doing all that, but turns out that he was tummy the Tumat Atom. What would be the thing? So, if the Kohen Meratzah, the Korban Oteihem, by him also, do we say who Tumat Atom alo? Mi Amrina, do we say that Miki Gemire, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Bekabel, Talos Tovah Alok and Moshe Misina, of Tumat Atom, he said it in terms of the din of the Baal, not in terms of the Kohen. The Kohen lo Gemire. Is it a din in the korban? No matter who it is that was affected, the korban is unaffected by Tumat Atom. Lo shlam b'kohen, lo shlam b'alim. Amar Rava, well, I'll bring you a right from a bright by Reb Chiya. Tani Reb Chiya, lo avru Tumat Atom, ela lemeit bilva. The din of Tumat Atom is only said b'tumat meit, when a body was discovered in a place where nobody knew about it. Now, when you say meit bilva, okay, you're saying meit and not something else. I mean, I assume not something else means there was a dead sheretz there. Nobody had any idea there was a dead sheretz there in all of history. Somebody steps over that spot, becomes tamei by touching the tumah sheretz, okay? So you're saying, nonetheless, makes absolutely no difference. Sheretz is a sheretz, whether you knew about it, you didn't know about it, and therefore your avodah was psalm. Okay, now, what are we talking about? Who is Tamei B'Sheretz? Is it the owner? Ename of a Baalim, and what, a Nazir? Who cares if a Nazir is Tamei B'Sheretz? The din of a Nazir having problems with Karbanos, having to restart his Naziris and so on, that's only a din in Tumat Meit. So why in the world would somebody say that Tumat Atom doesn't apply for a Sheretz and a Nazir? No din of Tumat Sheretz applies by Nazir, so forget about that. A Nazir mean the Hanibay. Kiyamut Medalav Amrachman, the whole din of a Nazir is where someone dies and he was unable to avoid the tumah. So obviously this din of no tumah staron, but tumah sheretz was referring to a korban pesach. Now, if you hold that Ein Shoftim V'Zorkin Atamei Sheretz, so then it's teaching me a chiddush, namely, that if the Baalim was Tamei Sheretz, even though that sheretz was tumah staron, he cannot be a korban pesach. But how about if you hold Shoftim V'Zorkin Atamei Sheretz? So then anyway, it's irrelevant. Who cares? And if he is Tomei B'Sheretz, and there's no Tumas Atom, anyways, Yotzi is Korban Pesach, because he can eat tonight at the Seder. So what's the difference? Because even Asher Tumen Yedua Uchulov, he's allowed to bring his Korban Pesach even when he knows he's Tomei B'Sheretz. I mean, Koshke is allowed to bring his Korban Pesach where he didn't know he was Tomei B'Sheretz. The Tumas Atom lo Koshke. So there's only one option. If it's referring to a Korban Pesach, and it's referring to a Tomei B'Sheretz, it's got to be a din in the Kohen. The Kohen is a big problem. If the Kohen is a Tomei Sheretz, while he's doing the Avodas, and the Avodas Psula. So it's coming to tell me that the Kohen is not Hutra because of Tumat Atahom of Sheretz. He's only Hutra because of Tumat Atahom of Meit. There you go. QED. there is a din on the korban, referring even to the kohen, not only the bialim. Shema minah utrat umadatam. Amrav Yosef, you know, poor imaginations, poor imaginations. Who says we're talking about too much eretz, gentlemen? You know, we could be talking about the bialim. We could be talking about the korban pesach. And the chiddush over here is lemuute tumatatahom bezivos. Now, tumatatahom is the most common thing in the world, bezivos. Why? Any zov who goes to the mikvah on his seventh day, if he ends up being roya again, does anybody know the future? This man will be roya zivos in another 2 hours. No. So any tuma zivos is tuma tatahom, basically. If subsequently the guy was roya, but he had been matir himself in a mikveh, went and brought his carbon. Now, in another 2 hours, is roya another maras. Even now, retroactively, his tummy. That's tumas hatahon. Comes along now the drasha. No, lo uchah tumas hatahon. Ela b'meit bilvad, not bezivas. You got a problem here? What are you going to say? That a Tomei Zivas can be Shaleach, Korban HaTav, Eini Echalam HaDiom? Of course he can't. He's going to be Tomei for the entire Pesach. Therefore, that's what it's talking about. Well, who said we're talking about a Sheretz? Bechalam. Yolam Bebalim. Yolam Bepesach. Lomutei Tumat Adom De Ziva. Tumat Adom De Ziva. But I thought Dafka Tumat Adom De Ziva is Meratzen, the Korban Pesach. Because Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. And Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is exactly the same on day two as a male Zov is on day seven, right? Because what is Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom? Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she was Roya Dam one day. She now, not Bimezi Nidota, she now has to wait one day to see whether she's going to be Roya again. During the course of that day, she goes to the mikveh. If she's Roya again, bad news. If she's not Roya, then she was there. Isn't that exactly the same case? And here it says, Shemes Yom Keneged Yom. She brings her carbon Pesach on her second day, Sheni Shelah, and then she was Roya. And that's exactly Tumat HaTom that we have by the Zohar. And it says over there, even though she can't eat her carbon Pesach, obviously, because she's still Tumeya until she keeps on another day, but she does not have to make the Pesach Sheni. Why does she not have the Pesach, have to make the Pesach Sheni? I mean, I assume, because since it's Tumas HaTahom, so Mamela, that sits as Maratzen, Tumas HaTahom of Ziva. Even though now we know that when she was Roya, she became retroactively Tumeah, just like the Zav who was Roya B'Yom Shavi Shalom, it retroactively destroys his 7 days of Tyre. He has to keep now 7 days, right? But you see that it's Tumas HaTahom. No, that is not why. Not at all. It just looks like that. The real reason that she's Yotzir Korban Pesach is Reb Yossi holds, fascinatingly, that a Zova who is Ro'ah at the end of the second day, the day when she shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, does not retroactively affect the time of the day that she had gone to the mikveh. She's only Tumeah from that point on and has to keep another day of Tyra. But Lamaisa, what that means is that the time that you shechted the carbon for her, she was Tyra because she'd gone to the mikveh. Later on when she's Roya, it's not because of Tumas HaTom, it's because that she was Yotzer Carbon Pesach with Tyra at the time that you brought it. So it's as if the Bialim became Tumei afterwards. We said before, the Bialim become Tumei afterwards. Not a problem. They don't eat. But they were already out to the Hakrav.
A simple woman bring a Korban Pesach.
Day 3 stuff is that was pay. And the last thing we learned was the drosha. We hold that you cannot be Deika, the Pesach Sheni, based on the Rebbe of only one person, like Rabbi Elazar ben Matya. So he had the beautiful drosha from Lo Tuchalach Lizbach Da Pesach Be'achad. Just one person. Okay, so far we have two shitot. We have the shita of the original brice that we brought, which was the raya to Rab. We brought yesterday three brices. Here we found at the end a libra of Kahana that actually is a machlokas tanoim, in which the Tanakama holds if you have mechza or mechza, then each one is isolated. It's not indeed the way Rav learns. Kineged the way Rav Kahana was when he was going to coin Yelam on the Yom, huh? But according to which, if you have one person extra, then that one person is already mafriya, and everybody does betuma. Rav Elazar ben Matya held that a single person cannot be mafriya. That's not considered to be the Rov HaTzibur. And today we have now additional shitas. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, afilu shevet echad tamei, v'shar kol ha'shvatim tahorim. Because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu after all of the shvatim were already born, except for Binyamin. So we find it was given a bracha, goy u'kahal amim, which goy v'kol amim. You see, so from there, as Rashi explains, Yaakov Avinu figured out that one of the shvatim was asi to break up into two. In other words, Yosef became a Menashe and Ephraim. And besides that, we also have a goy. Who's the goy? Binyamin. So in other words, a nation, a shevet is a nation, which gets it's an entire tzibur, it's an entire kahal. Therefore, if you have a single shevet that's tameh, that's considered to be the equivalent of an entire tzibur, and that shevet brings indeed betumah and shar kol ha'shvatim betahorim alolo asim latzman alolo asim latzman. So the tahorim make their own. This one makes their own. My time to Rabbi Shimon because of a shevet echad ikrei kahal, as we see in the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda goes beyond that. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, if I agree with you that a shevet is a kahal, but once you have a shevet that is oisim betumah, we have our klal that ain't korban tzibur cholok. Therefore, afilu Shevet echad tamei, v'shar kol ha'shvatim tahorim yasu v'tumah, she'in korban tzibur chaluk. We have no choice but to bring the entire thing v'tumah. It doesn't mean it has to be, everybody has to be tamei, but it means you don't have to be zohir. Once you don't have to be zohir, it isn't clear that it's two separate tzibur. Like this, everybody's being very mocked, but don't get near that guy, don't use his kelim, and so on. So then you have already a chaluk in the korban. Like this, you don't have to be so mocked. And avdei kula v'tumah, if they wish, everybody could be tamei too. Itma. Hayu Yisrael mechtzeh tahor u'mechtzeh tamei. So what we said before was according to Rav, and Rav was going according to the Tanakhama over here, but what do we do? Elu osim latzman, elu osim latzman. Here, very strangely, Rav says something else. Omar Rav, metamim echad miyam b'sheret. Let's be metame one of them with a sheret. By being metame one of them with a sheret, what do we achieve? That person is not included now in the enumeration. Remember that only a tamei meis, it says, tebeim nefesh adam, only a tamei meis is doka tuma for the carbon Pesach, right? Not Tamei Sheretz. If everybody was a Tamei Sheretz, we still wouldn't be able to bring a Pesach Rishon. So on the surface, it doesn't help to be Metamei Samari B'Sheretz. But the point is, once he's Tamei B'Sheretz, he's no longer able to bring his carbon Pesach. He's not included now. It means we don't have Rubam Tahir, and therefore we'll be able to make it Betumah. I understand. What's the problem, asked the Gemara of Amai? I thought Rav Shita was that Navdo Hani L'Chudayo V'Hani L'Chudayo. Why can't each group, the Tahir make it for themselves, the Tamei make it for themselves, Amar Rav, Halolo Latzman, wasn't that Rav Shita the whole time? No, you misunderstand the case. Actually, the case over here was that the Tameim were Otfim al Tahorim Echad. Now we've got a problem. We've got a majority of one. Now, if you hold, like Rav Elazar ben Matya, then a majority of one is not going to help you. Oh, so suffer like Rav Elazar ben Matya. Well, okay, so if that's the case, then you have a half and half. So you have that Christian Laduchte. So then we're back to where we started from. If you're telling me that one remains the same as half and half, so then you're fine. So Nazi, I don't look at that. Why can't everybody just do their own? Here's the point. What Rav wasn't saying his own sheet. Rav was saying like this. Indeed, it's talking about half and half. Precisely half and half. Allah come on. What Rav was saying is, there's that like this. If you'll find a man di omar, yikatana, the sevela katana kama, yomar palgo palga, lo avdi kula betum. Suppose you'll hold like the man di omar, which is the way Rav holds, the first time. First Tana says that if you have half and half, you make half and half. That is to say that we don't say that we are able to be machriyat kula. But furthermore, suppose he also holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though, now obviously we can't mean what it literally says, but in other words, suppose he holds that mi'ikar adin, you don't have a tzibur to make betumah. On the other hand, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that ein korban tzibur cholok, so you can't do it all together. Well, what are you supposed to do now? You're in trouble. You can't bring it half and half, but you can't bring it together either, because you hold like the Tanakam, who says that by half we're not going to be machriyah. So what do you do? Oh, says Rav, I understand that you're faced with this problem when you read the braisa. What you do is simply this. You're metame one of them with a sheret. That person already cannot make the Pesach Rishon. So memelo, you now have a rov. Ula says, what do you have to be tamei for? You could send him away. If you send him away, you send him away, so he's also not included in the enumeration. We now have a row of people that can make the tumah. Or, it may mean you send away one of the tamei. have a rov of taira. But you're not letting, because the reason I say that is because you have a problem. If this occurs after chatzos, then the person that you send away after chatzos was already chayiv in pesach rishon, then he's going to be chayiv koros. So then, if that's the pshat, then you have to learn you send away one of the tmeim who anyway couldn't have made the okay. But in any event, you can change the numbers. In other words, the point of yours is we don't look at the census of the entire tzibur. We look at the people who are there. Whoever is there is, if you have rov, so you go according to whatever that rov is. Therefore, says Ula, why be matami anybody? All you have to do is change the census by having somebody not there. We have to have time to change the number of people that are going to be able to make it or not able to make it. But does Ula have a problem about Yatamena Besheretz? What was wrong with Rav Zaitz? Ah, it's wrong. It's very wrong. Because Ula holds Katzav Besheretz to be Zorkin of Tamei Sheretz. What good is it to make him Sheretz? Anyway, you would bring a carbon Pesach Rishon. Well, send the carbon. Tonight, he's able to eat it. Remember, we had a machlokas before. Whether someone who is roy to eat at night can be Meshalech the carbon in the day and then join the carbon Pesach at night. Ula Shita is that he can. So what good is it to be Matamim? Anyway, it's going to be Chayiv and Pesach Rishon. You're not going to change anything. Okay, so then fine, to be Matamim with the mace. Why does he have to be Matamim with Besheretz? Tamei mace, then obviously he's going to be Tamim for 7 days. He's not going to be able to bring it. No, if you do that, then he's not going to be able to bring his carbon Chagiga. You don't want to be Matre him from the carbon Chagiga. That he can't make up. The carbon Chagiga is Chayiv during Yontu, not the Chagiga Sarpahasar. The Chagiga is Chemishas. So, I don't understand. You're not worried about being dochem the carbon Pesach, but you are worried about being dochem from the Chagiga. That doesn't make sense. No, the carbon Pesach, you can make a Pesach Sheni. But how are you going to make up the carbon Chagiga? I understand. You can make up the Karma Chagiga on the last day of Pesach. Because you can bring a Karma Chagiga on any day. So a guy who was Tamei the first 7 days, the first 6 days of Pesach, his 7 days, the seventh day of Pesach is his eighth day. His eighth day he's Tar. So why can't he bring a Karma Chagiga on the last day of Pesach? So after David Bishvit, Havilei Shmini Shalom, the seventh day of Pesach is his eighth day. So we were Matamei Merav Pesach in order to change the census. No. What do you mean? You eat the chagiga, of course. Kasav arula kula tashlumin the rishon ninu. Ula holds that this is a machlokas in chagiga. How does the if somebody doesn't bring his chagiga the first day, he brings it the second day. Didn't bring it the second day, he brings it the third day. How does that work? Does it work as you have 7 days to bring your chagiga, or does it work that someone who's chayev a chagiga on the first day can make up for his lost chagiga? But if it was never chayev on the chagiga the first day, and you can't make it up. So if this person was part on his chagiga the first day. And you hold kulam tashlum in the rishon, which means that the entire 7 days only are a makeup for someone who should have brought it on the first day. Then in this case, he shouldn't have brought it on the first day, so he'll never do his chagiga. So his carbon pesach he can make up on pesach sheni, but his carbon chagiga he cannot make up at all, and therefore we will not be matami and b'meis. But it doesn't help it to be matami and b'sheretz according to Ula. What do? Send him away. So therefore, since kasavar ula kula tashlum in the rishon, and the chazi b'rishon and the chazi b'kula, only someone who is roy on the first day is roy on all of the days. But collectively, chazi b'rishon, chazi b'kula, a person who wasn't roy isn't roy on the other days. Omer Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman said, I like Ula's idea, except for one minor problem. Somebody has to do it. So zilu amar leilo. Somebody should go and say to Ula, you know something? Man sayet da'okar sikeu mashkenei v'rayit. Who exactly is going to listen to you? You're going to say, okay, we're looking for volunteers to move out of town. Are you out of your mind? I mean, he's going to pick up his tent and he's going to pick up his yitidot. I mean, we got a million people camping out. Okay, we just spent 2 weeks getting here. Why don't we take off the tzvat? What are you, crazy? I mean, it's not going to happen. So therefore, it's not an 8:00. Obviously, you have to say that Reb Nachman holds taina against Ula is that a derech rechoka means literally a derech rechoka. Because if you hold a derech rechoka means somebody doesn't show up. Somebody doesn't show up, so he doesn't show up. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He just doesn't show up to the base of Mishnah.
So the way it is?
No. Money? Only someone who's outside of the base of Mishnah is just Bederek Rechoka, according to Amman Yama. We'll see later on. So okay, Etosis points out that that's only consistent with the Shita, that Derek Rechoka means literally, it must be far away. So, Man Tzai Torka Sikhi Umashke Varayit. Itma. Hayu Rubam Zaman Umiutam Tmei Emetim. Let's say that we have a case where most of the Tzibor are Tomei, and they can't bring the carbon Rishon because they're Zaman. Now, the only time that we find the halacha of Pesach Nitka Batuma was if there were Yechidim, rather, if it was Rovat Tzibor, was Tmeim, the Nefesh Adam. But Tmeim Zavim do not bring Batuma. But here we have a funny situation because we have a Tzibor that is Tamei, but only a miut of the Tzibor is Tamei Batumat Meit. So what do we do? On my Rav, I'll tell you what we do. The Tmeim Beitim are out of luck because they can't bring the Korban Pesach Rishon, because obviously they're not the robe of the Tzibur. We can't make it the Tuma, but they also can't bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Ina Mosim Lo Berishon Velo Besheni. Rishon Lo Atid Avi Miyuta. Miyuta Lo Avdi Berishon. They're only a Miyut. You can't bring a Korban Tuma, a Korban Pesach Betuma, if you only have a Miyut of the Tzibur. On the other hand, they can't bring the Korban Pesach Pesach Sheni either. Pesach Sheni Nami Lo Avdi. Because Koleith, the Avat Tzibur Berishon Avat Yaki Besheni. Only in a case where you had the Tzibur bringing the Pesach Rishon, can the members of that Tzibur go ahead. And if he was a Yachid, in other words, if there would be that Tzibur were instead Yachidim, referring to the Tvei Mason, so then as a Yachid and not as a Tzibur, that Yachid makes Pesach Sheni. But Kolei the Lohavdik Tzibur Berishon, in a case where his entire Tzibur, so it's all of the Tvei Mason, did not make Berishon, so then a Yachid who's a Tvei Mason cannot make Besheni. So the others can make Besheni. So the Tmei Zivas, who never had this option. But the question of the relationship of Rishon to Sheni is only said on the Tmei Mason, not said on it. The whole pasuk that gives us the interrelationship is if you have Anoshim that were Tmei Lenefesh Adam. So they have this relationship to determine, do they make Rishon or make Sheni? Then there's another halacha about people who can't make Rishon under any circumstances. They're Bederek Rechaika, they're Zavim, and so on and so forth. They make a Pesach Sheni. But over here, these Tmei Mason are stuck because there's no Tzibur that is going to be doing the Pesach Rishon under these circumstances, and therefore there's no Yechidim that can make a Pesach Sheni. So they don't make a Pesach at all? Omele Shmuel, will you go tell Rav that this is all very nice rabbinic analysis, except that it's ignoring the Pesach in the Torah? It says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach b'mayadah. I don't know. Last I heard, God was interested in there being a Korban Pesach, and you've got no Pesach b'mayadah. Because the Zovim can't make it. They're Tmeim. Tmei Mason can't make it, because they're Miyutim. So who makes it? So Maya Vayat, what do you intend to do with that Pesach? Omar Luhus, Rav said, well, why don't you go back and tell the man behind the curtain, Zilu Amrule, and what would you do, sir, if all of them were Zavim? So Maya Vayatale, well, you would say we should bring the Korban Pesach Bezivas. What would you say? What are you going to do about the Pesach? Well, what are you going to do about the Pesach? There's nothing to do about the Pesach. You don't have the people that are able to make the Korban Pesach. So Maya Vayatale, Elokim in the law, Efshar lo Efshar. Obviously, yeah, the Pesach was meant, and if it can be done, it can't be done. It can't be done. I'm telling you that it can't be done. Because what do you expect us to do? We certainly can't include the Zavim in a Korban Tuma, because it's only said on Tmei Mason. The Tmei Mason, not the robe, so it's the Efshar. Itma. That's a different issue. We'll forget. Rabbi, could you perhaps see if there's some water in there? How about if you have a rove that's a tummy mace and a miut that's zavim? Then what? So in that case, thank you very much. So Rav Huna Omar, in Tashlumin, Pesach Abba Betuma. There is no Pesach Sheni in that case. Because you can't bring a Pesach Sheni when the Pesach was already made Betuma. What's the Pesach Sheni then? The Pesach Sheni was given for cases where you don't have the option of Pesach Rishain, so now you have a Pesach Sheni. But when the Pesach Sheni itself was brought Betuma, where did the Torah ever say to make Pesach Sheni? So in that case, even if someone who was Tomei, not Bemeis, was a Zal, he became Torah for Pesach Sheni, he's not given the option of the Pesach Sheni. Why not? There's also an option for people who were not Tamei Betumas Meis, and therefore they couldn't join the Pesach Abba Betuma. They could still bring the Pesach Sheni in that case. So name of all come here. What exactly is this Machlokas all about? Apparently, Man Diomar Ein Tashlum in the Pesach Abba Betuma, Kosovar Tuma Dechuyah Yibetzibu, Man Diomar Yesh Tashlum in the Pesach Abba Betuma, Kosovar Tuma Utra Betzibu. In other words, what we need to assume, the Gemara is making a number of assumptions over. On the surface, it has absolutely nothing to do with Tuma Tuyah or Tuma Utra. The Gemara is making some assumptions over here. In other words, we're assuming that the only way that you can be matres somebody to a Pesach Sheni is in a case where there was a Pesach that was Tohar, and now somebody who's Tomei wasn't able to participate in the Pesach that's Tohar is given an option of Pesach Sheni. If the Pesach itself was Tomei, it says Ish Kiyat Tomei. But if the Tzibur is Tomei, then there is no Pesach of Ish Kiyat Tomei. And anyway, the two
Truma was being brought.
The Tashlima over here would be for the Zavim?
Right.
Or because the Mason that would bring the first one.
Correct. Right. So but remember that that's the place, though, however, that we learned the whole din of Pesach Sheni. We weren't given options for Pesach Sheni. We were given options for Pesach Sheni because we had people who were Tamei Mason couldn't participate in that. So then the Torah introduced the idea of a Pesach Sheni. Once we have a Pesach Sheni, okay, so people come and they bring the Pesach Sheni. But if there is a Pesach that's Bava Tuma, then that case the Torah never talked about a Pesach. Then that was a Pesach Sheni. Now, if you hold that the Pesach above the Tuma is Hutra, it was never brought to Tuma.
I mean, the whole door is open, everyone's allowed in regardless of what
Tuma. No, but the Torah said that these Tmeim are tired, because that's Tuma Hutra B'tzibah. So in which case, this would be another example of a Pesach that was brought to Tuma, for all intents and purposes.
I mean, so, the first one. And then the second one.
You have the option of joining the second one, because you were Tuma, you couldn't join the Pesach that was brought to Tuma. It's not brought to Tuma, but it is brought to Tuma, but Tuma is Hutra B'tzibah. That's the point that the Gemara has made. So if we make the assumption that a Pesach Sheni is an option only where the Pesach was brought by Tyra, so then we have a simple way of understanding the Machlokas over here. If you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, the Pesach was brought by Tyra, what did the Tmeim do? In this case, the Tmeim are only the Zavim. What would the Zavim do? They would bring a Pesach Sheni. But if you hold that the Pesach above the Tumas is only Tchuya, so then there was no Pesach above the Tyra. There's no Pesach above the Tyra, then there's no Pesach of Ishki Yet Tamei, because the whole Tzibur was Tamei, except that you couldn't join them. But then you weren't given the option of the Pesach Sheni. Obviously, this has bearing on the Gemara that we just had, if we're going to learn this way. So the Mandi Amar holds Yesh Tashlum in the Pesach Baba Tuma. It's because he holds that the Pesach Baba Tuma was actually a Pesach Baba Taira, Kesava Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. And that would be the simple way of learning the Machlokas. Says, well, not necessarily. Amri Lo. It may well be the Kulei Alma Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. The Shaila over here is, when we learn that Pasuk, Ish Kiyetamei, meaning, only an individual is nitcha the Pesach Sheni, not at Tzibur. What does that mean? Does it mean that the Pesach Sheni wasn't given as an option? Or does it mean a Tzibur can bring whether they were Tahor or Tameh? Not that only in a case where there's only individuals. Not necessarily. So this is the Machlokes. Mar Savar, Taira, Medachya, Tumalo, Medachya. One Bandi Omar holds that the only time that we're Deicha to a Pesach Sheni is in a case where the Tzibur did it B'Taira, and in this case, the Tzibur did not do it B'Taira, because Tumah is Tchuya B'Tzibur, and everybody holds Tumah is Tchuya B'Tzibur. Whereas my Savar, Afilu Tumah Nami Midachya, the other man, Yomar holds, even a Pesach Tameh, though and we have a Pesach Tameh, because it's only Tumah Tchuya, also creates an option of a Pesach Sheni. And the meaning of Ish Kiyeh does not mean the only time I'm offering a Pesach Sheni is Ish. It means that the Tzibur has an option, the Ish doesn't have an option. If the Ish is Tamei, so then he's only able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Mashenken, if he's a Tzibur, then we did. Either they're going to bring Betuma, or they'll bring Betaira. But there's no limit on Pesach Sheni. So in other words, there's three different issues that we have to determine over here. We know that there's a relationship between the situation of the Ish and the situation of the Tzibur. So we need to determine, first of all, does that mean that the only time that the individual was given an option as an Ish is where there was a Tzibur that was bringing a carbon or not? That now says that was the Machlokas here. Furthermore, if we hold that indeed the only time that we give the Ish an option of whether if the carbon was brought by a Tzibur, and only if it was brought by a Tzibur, then the question is, does that mean that it had to have been brought by the Tzibur in Tyra, or could it have been brought by the Tzibur even Betuma? That depends. If you hold Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, then even when the Tzibur brought it Betuma, it basically brought it B'Tyra. If you hold Tuma is Dechuya B'Tzibur, so then in Achinami. If the Tzibur brings Betuma, the Torah didn't give an option to a Yachid to bring it B'Tyra, to bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, so we have to determine first whether the relationship of Yachid to a Tzibur indeed is Ma'ake, and that if there is a carbon, only if there's a carbon Rishon, you can bring a carbon Sheni. And secondly, we need to define what's the nature of that carbon Rishon, and that depends on the halacha of Tumah Dechuya or Tumah Hutra Itma. To bring out clearly the relationship, we have the following discussion. Suppose you had a third of the Tzibur were Zavim. V'shlishitan Tahorim. And a third of the Tzibur were Tahor. And the Shlishitan were Tmei Metin. Omra Mani Bapatish, here we have another problem. Because in figuring out the Rov changes between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni as follows. The Tmei Metin in this case have a big problem. Enam Osib Lo Tarishon Lo Tarishani.
Rishon lo avdin. They can't make a Pesach Rishon. Why? Because the census would be all those who cannot make the Tuma. Okay, that includes the people who are Tahar and the Zomim. They can't make they are now the rove of the Tzibor that will not make the Tuma. There's only one third of the Tzibor could make the Tuma. One third of the Tzibor is not allowed to make the Tuma. Only the rove of the Tzibor. So there you've got Higdilu Hazavim al Torim. We now have to add the Zomim to the Torah. We have two-thirds of the Tzibur. Dolo avde betumah. It's a very interesting way of looking at it. Because we don't look at the number of people who are Tomei. We look at the number of people who are Tomei who are given the option of making a Pesach Rishon. So then it means the way to make the census is like this. All people who can make the Pesach Rishon now betumah on one side. All people who cannot make the Pesach Rishon on betumah on the other side. Okay. So all people who cannot make the Pesach Rishon betumah include the Zovim and the Tairi. So we have two-thirds of the people who cannot make the Korban Pesach betumah. A miyut of the Tzibur, one-third, can't make it betumah. So now the Tomei Meitim are miyuta. Miyuta lo avdi barishon. The problem is, now they're coming b'sheni. And they want to say, okay, fine, we couldn't make barishon, let's make b'sheni. We say to them, oh no, the Torah didn't offer you an option of making b'sheni when you're over the tzibur. Because now we'd have to join all those who couldn't make the Pesach Rishon B'Taira, which is the Zabim, and that's May Mesim, we're Miyutim, we're not two-thirds of the Tzibur. We can't make it Pesach Sheni with two-thirds of the Tzibur. So now, Nitztarfu Zabim in Tmei Metim. The Tmei Metim who didn't make Barisha. Now they would end up being Ruba. Ruba lo matchal Pesach Sheni. Because only the Yechidim who are Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam were given the option of making the Pesach Sheni. So these, not where they end up being the robe of the Tzibur, which would be this case. Right? So again, we see that we need to measure by the situation at the time. By the way, this has other implications. Suppose you have a change in the population, also number of people that come, so on and so forth. So it could be, you may have two completely different circumstances at the Pesach Rishon and at the Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Sheni may suddenly become robe of the Tzibur.
Also basically
how
governments
inform
the Knesset this time.
So in this case, the in this case,
where are you going to get one-third Tahar?
So in this case, the Tahar made Pesach Rishon and the Zavim made Pesach Sheni.
The Tahirim make Pesach Rishon. The Zavim make Pesach Sheni.
And the Tamei
Mason are out of luck. Very strange. No, they weren't given. They didn't have an option. We've seen a number of cases where people end up without options. They don't have a Pesach Rishon or a Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana said that was Rav Kahana's general shita. We have half and half. According to Rav Kahana, if you have half and half, the second lashon of Rav Kahana, if you have half and half, you're stuck because since they're not yechidim, they can't make a Pesach Sheni. Thank you very, very much. This was a desperate need. Suppose I already did the Zrikas Hadam, and then I find out that it was Tame. We're going to see what the difference is between the Bilem and the Pesach. But it was Tame. So let's say the Dam, or according to Rashi, even the Korban Pesach itself, the Basar, Tosfos says maybe that would make sense on the Emurim, but not on the Basar. Let's assume for a moment the Dam. So it's Tame. Atzitz Meratzeh, there the tzitz is Meratzeh, and the person does not have to make a Pesach Sheni. But Nitzma HaGuf, suppose the man turned out to be Tamei between after the Zrika, so then in Hatzitz Meratzeh, it turns out that he was, after the Zrika, we found out that he had been Tamei the Shas of the Zrika. The tzitz is not Meratzeh. Mipnei Sha'omro HaNozir V'yose Pesach, Hatzitz Meratzeh Tumat Hadam, but in Hatzitz Meratzeh Tumat HaGuf, in a case, we have two people where it's going to make a big nafkamina. A nazir, who ends up being Tamei mate, is Doche is Naziris. But suppose he finds out that he was a Tamei mate after he already brought his korban. So if the tzitz would be Meratzah, so then he was Yotze. But if the tzitz is not Meratzah, it turns out he was a Nazir Tamei, he had to start over his Naziris and bring his korban Tuma, not his korban Tyra. The one becomes Chayav his korban Tyra after he finishes his second count. So indeed, says the Mishnah, that person who ended up finding out that he was Tamei retroactively is not going to be able to be Yotze with his korban. Because the tzitz is never Meratzah on the individual. The tzitz is Meratzah on Dam Tamei that is brought on the Mizbeah. However, suppose Nitzmat Tumat HaTahom, Atzitz Meratzah. We have our local Meshem Sinai. It doesn't depend on any pasuk, but we have Ramazan. that if the tuma that was given the Isa Pesach or the Nazir to be tame was tumata tahom. Tumata tahom means tuma that no one in the world was aware of. In other words, let's say somebody died white water rafting and his body is swept underwater and ends up being lodged. Nobody knows what happens. The guy disappears. Ends up being lodged in the East River. Forget about white water rafting. But then somebody knows. Somebody knows. Right. So Jimmy Hoffa's not a good.
Some highway in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Nobody would know about anything.
Foundation of a building. Under the highway.
Yeah, but he can't have been murdered because then the murderer knows about it. It has to be a case where he hasn't been. That's the point. No one knows about this. That's what, why it's called Tahom. Either Tahom, because the Tahom is covered.
Nobody knows you.
Nobody. It's not a din in Suffolk, which is Nageya, the Halacha, and so on and so forth. It's a din in knowledge.
People presently know alive?
No one knows at all. No one ever knew about this body. That's a Halacha Lameshim Yisinai, that tumor is in fact is Merutzah. And the person will see exactly what
so you find out that there was a body.
Then you find out, but at the time it was unknown. So over there, indeed, he was Yotze, despite the fact that it turns out retroactively that he knows that he went over that body. Doesn't matter. Now, says the Gemara, you note that the Mishnah is making a big fuss about Nizrak Domo first. It was time in Nizrak Vachachachnoda. Suppose I found out, and then we went ahead and reserved the dot. So then, apparently the Mishnah is saying that tzitz is not meratza. So that would mean that the tzitz is only meratza where we don't know at the time. But if we knew, we shouldn't have been Zerik the Dam, and therefore the tzitz won't be meratza. The problem is, it says Beferish not like that, for Aminu. It says, Alma tzitz meratza, al Adam, ve'al Abasar, ve'al Achela, shenitma. And here it says Beferish. Bein b'shoge, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzein, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. So it says, even if it was done b'mezid, so then if it was Noda, and afterwards Nizrak, and it was done b'mezid, according to this, the tzitz is meratza. Why does the Mishnah say only if I found out after the Zrika? Omravina, wait a second, you're reading that wrong. It doesn't say that you did the Zrika Saddam b'mezid. It's talking about Bein b'mezid, Bein b'shogig was what kind of tumah? Shenitma Bein b'shogig, Bein b'mezid. Not that it was Nizrak Bein b'mezid. In other words, you were reading it. Alma tzitz meratza. Al adam, al abosu, al achel, shenitma. And how is it meratza? Bein b'shogig, Bein b'mezid, and so on. So that's not how to read it. The Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid was going back on Shenitma. Whether it became Tomei B'shogeg, or B'mezid, or B'ones, or B'rotz, that's what it means. But the Tzitz, the Zrika, had to have been done B'shogeg. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. If I found out afterwards, fine. But if I knew before, the Tzitz is not Meratza when I do it on purpose. Rav Shila Amar, Zrika To, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Hurtza. No. The correct way of reading that was the opposite. The correct way was indeed, Amar Tzitz Meratza, whether it was done, the Zrika Saddam was B'shogeg, B'mezid, B'ones, B'rotza, and so on. But if the Tuma was done, B'mezid, then on the contrary, then it wouldn't be good. So Zrika To, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Hurtza. But Tumato, if you went ahead and were Matami the Dam B'mezid, then the Tzitz would not be Meratza, even B'shogeg. That's the point. Exact opposite of how you're reading it. Well, of course, according to which, the Mishnah makes no sense, because the Mishnah clearly is talking about the Zrika being B'shogeg or B'mezid, right? So Rav Shilam is Zrika To, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Hurtza. But Tumato, only B'shogeg, Hurtza. But B'mezid, Lo, Hurtza. So wait a minute. So how does Rav Shilam explain our Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say, Hadik Tani? I'm sorry, wait. If it was Tamei B'shogeg and you were Zorik, I don't care how you were Zorik. Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Hurtza. But, now wait a minute, so what about our Mishnah that says, only if I found out after the Zrika, then is the Tzitz Meratza? And we were Medayek Taima, the Nizrak V'Acher Kach Noda. Only because it was first Zoruk, and then we found out, Avon Noda V'Kakak Nizrak. Lo? So what's he going to do with the Mishnah? He learns the Mishnah is, according to Rav Shila, obviously the Mishnah means, even where I would have found out before, and I was Zorik Adam B'mezid, even though it was Tameh, nonetheless, the Shita of Rav Shila is, the Tzitz is Meratzeh, because the Tumah was B'shogeg. But Haide Tani Nizrak V'Chakach Noda, why then does the Mishnah write it that way? Mishum Nebaylam is the Seifa. Only because it wants to contrast it to the situation in the end of the Mishnah, where Nitma Haguf Eina Tzitz Meratzeh. Over there, the din is that if the individual was telling me that Tzitz is not Meratzeh, even if it was Nizrak V'Chakach Noda, And there, if it would have said it the other way around, I wouldn't have known. So therefore, Katoni Reishon, I mean, Nizrak V'Achakach Noda. Because you might have thought that if I already brought the carbon, and only then I found out that I myself was Tameh, then maybe over there I was Yotze. Kamashva, no, you're not Yotze. But the truth is, if the Dam was Tameh, even if I had known that the Dam was Tameh before, and I was Zerik the Dam, according to Rav Shila, I would be Yotze. There are two very different ways of understanding the relationship of Shogeg Gemezid to the Tuma or to the Zrika. Nitma tumata taho. Now the question is, this is a halakha l'moshe mitzinai. It's not clear to us precisely what the parameters of that halakha l'moshe mitzinai were. Because, I mean, one way of understanding the nitma tumata taho is that tumata taho is hutra when it comes to korbanos. The korban of a nazir or the korban of the Pesach. So if that's the case, it would affect not only the individual who's bringing the korban Pesach, it would affect the state of the korban, it would affect the state of the kohen who's bringing the korban. The kohen turns out to be tameh, but it was tameh tumas atom. So if the din of tumas atom is a din on the korban, on the hakrava, so then even if the kohen was tameh, or maybe a din in the person, a person who was sensitive to tumah. Who's sensitive to tumah? Nazir and the makriv korban Pesach. The person who's sensitive to tumah, who was tameh only be carbon, only be tumas atom, is not considered to be tameh. But then, of course, if there's any other problem, the carbon itself is tameh. If the kohen is tameh, obviously there's no din of tumas atom. Two very different ways of understanding tumas atom. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, what indeed is the halakha l'moshe mitzinai of tumas atom? A kohen, let's say, he's being meratz with a carbon. Is the din of tumas atom set on him too? So he found out afterwards he was actually tameh, and his avodah was possible. So does that mean that since he was only Tomei Tumas Atom, the Avod is not possible? Huchlo Tumas Atom or lo? Niam Rinan, ki Gmir Tumas Atom beBaalim. Is the din of the Tumas Atom said on those people who are bringing a carbon who are sensitive to Tumah, meaning a Nazir or a carbon Pesach, but not on the Kohen? Kohen or Gmir? Or Tumah beZivcha Gmir? Maybe the carbon Pesach is not considered to be Tomei when the Tumah was only Tumas Atom. Wherever it was, the Baalim, the Kohen, the Zevach, I think I can bring you raya from the Braisa. Rabbi Chia says in a Braisa, Tani Rabbi Chia, lo amru tumata tom ela lemeit. But not for, yeah, not for what? Meit lemute maya. I don't get it. Lab lemute tumata tom tesheretz. In other words, let's say a guy who is bringing his carbon pesa was playing in a sandbox with his kids before, and under the sand there was a dead sheretz, and little did he know that he touched that dead sheretz. That sheretz had not been a mafia killing, it just died there in the sand, and nobody knew that. So you have a sheretz who's coming to Mesetov. So the violin now touched it. So let me ask you something. Is that a problem? Vamayaskina. Iname of a violin, what? The one who was bringing the carbon. What was this guy? He's a Nazir. A Nazir who touches a sheretz. What's the problem? A Nazir is only sensitive to Tumas Mace, not to Tumas Sheretz. Okay. So Ibn Nazir, Mimahanebe. What difference does it make if the Nazir touches a sheretz? Ki amut meitalav amrachmana. The whole din of a Tame, of a Tumah that's contracted by a Nazir, they have to start over. The whole business is only sent up to Tumas Mace. So it can't be talking about a Nazir. Okay. So we're talking about a Nazir Pesach. Fine. Now, okay, if you hold that even if he's a Tomei Sheretz, he can't bring a carbon Pesach, you can construct a case where the guy was Tomei with a Sheretz in the sandbox. But suppose you hold that even if he's a Tomei Sheretz, he can still bring a carbon Pesach. So then, obviously, you don't need now Halakha L'moshe Mitzinai to tell me that to exclude a case where you're playing in a sandbox with a Sheretz. You go to the mikveh. What's the problem? Even if he knew he was Tameh, he could bring his carbon Pesach Koshken. He doesn't always understand what the problem is. Sasha Tumeh Yidua Uchro Tumeh Tatom Lo Koshken. El Alav, the only way to construct a reasonable case that Rabbi Chia would have had to exclude and say you should know there's only a din of Tumeh Tatom on Mace, not on Sheretz, could only mean where you've got a problem on the Kohen. Or for that matter, on the carbon, but it wouldn't make any nafkamina. Because once, as Tosis points out, once I know it's not in the violin, but it would affect that, it would affect the Kohen too. So now, Shema Amina, Hujro Tumas Atom, if I need to know that the Kohen who touched the sheretz in the sandbox is not potter from, in other words, is not excluded from the dinim of Tameh who was Eide, so then obviously, Shema Amina, that if in the case of Tumas Meis, if it would have been Tumas Atom, Hujro Tumas Atom, he would have been excluded from the problem of Avoid of a Tumah. Right? In other words, I have shown you that I need to determine that there's a din of Tumas Atom by Kohen, and therefore Tumas Atom by Sheretz does not apply to him. But if even Tumas Atom of Mace didn't apply to him, why do I have to discuss the din of Tumas Sheretz?
Ah, so it is excluding Sheretz, but it's excluding Sheretz
for the Kohen, which means that Tumas Atom applies across the board.
So
by a mace, of course, but it applies across the board, even to the coin. Om Rav Yosef, not necessarily, because there is not only one option, which is either Tamei Mace or Tamei Sheretz. No. When he said not Tamei Mace, he didn't have to mean Tamei Sheretz. Maybe he was referring to the Bialim. And he was referring to a Bialim of a Korban Pesach. And it was not to be Mamaya Tamei Sheretz, where the whole raya was, if it's coming Mamaya Tamei Sheretz, how could it be the Bialim since he's able to send his Korban Pesach? I need the Korban Pesach that night because Shelter was arguing on Tamei Sheretz. How about if the Bialim is his up? Then he's not going to be able to eat tonight. He's going to be tummy for all of the days that he's till he's tired from his zivas. So what it's coming to tell me is lemuute tumas atom de ziva. What happens over here is that now the guy maybe indeed is on his seventh day of zivas. Right? So how's it check tumas atom of ziva? Very simple. He's on his seventh day of zivas. Is he going to be roya later today? Then he has to start his count over again. Is that to home? Obviously, nobody knows. Right? No way to know. He's going to be roya. He's not going to be roya. So if it turns out that he went ahead and he sent his korban. Baruch Hashem, I'm finishing my count. I'll eat my korban pesach tonight. Send my korban pesach and shorkhtav zarkin on Tomei Sheretz, or for that matter, on Tomei Zov Bishvin Shalom. Now all of a sudden he's Raya. It turns out that he was Tomei, but that was Tumas Atahom. So if we went ahead and we were Zarek, and now an hour later he's Raya Bishvin Shalom, he has to start recounting his 7 days. So if there's a din of Tumas Atahom, but by him, of course, if there's a din of Tumas Atahom on Zivas, he was Yotzei. Because nobody knew that retroactively he would be tummy. So, comes along Rav Chiya to say, the din of Tumas Atahom is said only by a mace and not by a zav. We're not talking about no sandbox over here. Mm-hmm. So it works out perfectly well with the Bialim. You don't have to come on to a case of the Kohen or a case of the Zevach.
And why would I think to extend the din of Tumas Atahom to include this?
Why not? Tumas Atahom?
It's unknown. It's
unknown and unknowable. As a matter of fact, Rashi elsewhere says that that's the meaning of the Tahom. Something that's unknowable, like the Tahom. They didn't know if it would be submersible.
Does it mean depth?
The din of Tahom comes from there. The word Tahom comes from the same word as Tohu Vavohu. Tahom is the embodiment of Tohu.
Unseeable.
Unseeable depth. Okay, these are the unseeable depths. Okay, we'll see tomorrow that this may not necessarily be a happy solution. But that solution takes us a while. Let's take a look at our Chazor. Chazor. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu shevet echad tamei v'shar kol ha'shvatim torim. Halolo osim la'atzman v'halolo osim la'atzman. My time in Rabbi Shimon. Kesov ha'shevet echad ikri kahal. Rabbi Omer, take it one step further. Afilu shevet echad tamei v'shar kol ha'shvatim torim. Everybody can make it betumah. She'en korban tzibur chaluk. So Rabbi Yudah sova shevet echad ikri kahal. V'avilu palga v'palga. V'en korban tzibur chaluk. V'azikulu betumah. Itma. Hoyel Yisroel mechza tayru mechza tamei. Omar Rav, this was our president's idea yesterday, Mitami Mechad Meyam Besheretz, and now you change the census. Vabai. Navdu Hani Lechudaya, Vani Lechudaya. Omar Rav, Alolo Vasim Latzman, Alolo Vasim Latzman. No, Amriach Maizkinan, you're going to show you Tumeim, O Tumal Atom Echad. No, so you have Ruba Tumeim. Why don't we do Navdi Kula Batuma? Ah, Savala Kurva Lazar Mati. The Omarina Yachim Akriya Tatsibula Tumeim. So then we're back where we started. So then Hora Kushila Dukta. Navdu Hani Lechudaya, Vani Lechudaya. And the Hawking Tana. I katana, the sovela katana, kama diyama paga paga lo abdikula betuma. On the other hand, sovela kravyuda, in that, so what are we going to do? Because ein korban tzibur chaluk. Therefore, mitamim echad mehem besheretz. Ula says, mishach necha mehem laderech rechukah. What's wrong with the tumah besheretz, tamen besheretz? Because of a shokta bizark and otame sheretz. So then why not be mitamim b'meis? Because then medachato atame chagigato. Zahashtami medachato atame pischo. Well, but Efshu David Pisco Pesach Sheni. So the Meisnami Efshu David Bishvi. The Havilei Shemini Shalokas. Avulukulu Tashlum and the Rishaninu. Therefore, somebody who was Chazur Berisha to bring his Korban Chagiga is Chazur Bekulu all the way through Pesach. But Kolaychad Lo Chazur Berisha to bring his Chagiga, and he's not because he's Tame. Lo Chazur Bekulu. Omelu Rav Nachman Zilu Va'amr Leluula Man Sayet Deokas Sike Umashkenei Veroit Itma. Hoyu Rubam Zavim Umiutam Tmei Meis. Omer Rav Otam Tmei Meitim Einam Osim Lo Berishon Lo Bishini. Berishon Lo Avdei Avim Miuta. Miuta Lo Avdei Berishon. Sheni Nami Lo Avdei Kol Eichad Avdei Tzibo Berishon Avdei Yachid Bishini. But Kol Eichad Lo Avdei Tzibo Berishon Lo Avdei Yachid Bishini. Omelu Shmuel Zilu Amr Leluula V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Zepesach V'mo'ado Maya Baratelei. Omelu Zilu V'amr Leluula Ki Havi Kulu Zavi Maya Baratelei. But you have to admit, Kima De Lo Efshah Lo Efshah Nu Zorfin Ami Lo Efshah Itma Hayu Rubam Tmei Meitim U'miyutam Zavi. Revuna Amar Ein Tashlumim L'Pesach Abba B'tumah. Revada Barava Amar Yesh Tashlumim L'Pesach Abba B'tumah. name of our committee, but Yomer ain't tashlum in the Pesach Abba Tuma, Kosova Tuma Tchuye Hibet Sibur, and therefore it is a Pesach Abba Tuma. But the man Yomer Yesh tashlum in the Pesach Abba Tuma is because he holds Tuma Zuchu Bet Sibur, and therefore it's not a Pesach Abba Tuma essential. Amila. Kuli Yomer Tuma Tchuye Bet Sibur, hopefully. Mar Sova Tyron Mitzita, but Tuma Lo Medachit the Pesach Sheni. Umar Sova Afilu Tuma, meaning even a Pesach Tumeya, is also Matcha Yechidim to Pesach Sheni Itma. Are you Shlishitam Zavim, Veshlishitam Torim, Veshlishitam Tmei Metim, Obre Bani Bar Patish, Otam Tmei Metim, in a Mosim Lord Arishon Lord Hashini. Rishon Lo Avdi, because there the Rove is Zavim plus Torim, Lo Avdi Betuma. Avdi Tmei Metim, Miyut Lo Avdi Berishon. On the other hand, B'sheni Lo Avdi, because then you would have Zavim together with the Tmei Metim, and they, Tmei Metim, couldn't bake Berishon, now it becomes the Rove. Ruba Lo Matcha, Pesach Sheni. But if the pilum was tamei, it's maguf in atzitz meratze. Mipnei shamru anazir v'yosef pesach atzitz meratze al tumat adam ve'in atzitz meratze al tumat aguf. But if the tumat aguf was tumat atahom, then atzitz meratze. Now note that the Mishnah says time in Nizrak v'achar kach noda. But if you already knew and did the zrika anyway, betuma. Lo meratze. Problem is, Raminu Ramatzit meratze adam ala bosav ala chelov shnit, but bein b'shogi bein b'mezid, bein bonus bein meratze, and bein b'yachad bein metzir. But see over here, even if you did the zrika b'mezid, Om Ravina doesn't mean the zrika b'mezid. It means the tuma was bein b'shogi bein b'mezid hurtze. But the zrika would have to be b'shogi in order to be meratze, b'mezid lo hurtze. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. Rav Shila Amar not so. Zrika too could be bein b'shogi bein b'mezid hurtze. But the tuma only b'shogi would be words. If you became, you made the dam tani b'mezid, then even if you were zarek b'shogi, it wouldn't be hurtza. Hotik tani ben b'shogi ben b'mezid haki kamar nitma b'shogi. Then zarko ben b'shogi ben b'mezid hurtza. Whereas our Mishnah, tik tani dam shnizrak v'achar kach noda, and the diak of taima the nizrak v'achar kach noda, but noda v'achar kach nizrak lo, it's not really true. Who had then afilu noda v'achar kach nizrak? The only reason it says in this Vachach Noda, Mishum Deboi L'Misnei Sefer, Nitma Haguf Enatzitz Meratze, and over there it's true even if it was Nizrak V'Achach Noda, also lo. Katani Reishonam in Nizrak V'Achach Noda. Nitma Tumas Atom, Boi Rami Parchama. How about the Kohen, Amarat Sebre Kohen Oteyan, and he finds out that he was Tumas Tumas Atom. Uchro Tumas Tomalo. Mi Aminan Kikim Miri Tumas Tumas only in the Bible, but not for the Kohen. Odilma, even on the Zevach, the whole Zvichas HaPesach Kemiri. Loshna of a Kohen, Loshna of a Bailim, and of course Loshna on the Karmen itself. Amar Rav Toshma. The Tani Rebbe Chiyalo Amar Tumas HaTom Elo Mate Bilvat. Okay. So mate as opposed to what? As opposed to, I would assume, Tumas HaTom the Sheretz. So now, B'mayaskin. He named it B'Bailim. Okay. Let's assume for a moment it's the Bailim. What? A Nazir. Nazir Mima'an Yabeh. Ki Amud Mate Alav Amar Rachman. So it would have to be a Bailim of an Osir Pesach. Okay. If you hold Ein Shavu to Bezorka Natame Sheretz, fine. How about if you hold Shavu to Bezorka Natame Sheretz? Even if you knew Tumi Yaduah Hutrulo, obviously Tumas HaTom Lekoshe came. Elolav Bekohen. So you see, Shmamin Hutrulo Tumas HaTom. Om Rev Yosef, look, actually it's referring to the Bailim, and it wasn't Lafuke Tumas Sheretz, it was talking about Lumaute Tumas HaTom of Ziva. Very nice.